Belden, Frank. June 9, 1895. Dear nephew, I am very glad that the Lord is meeting you where you are. But I was sorry to read your words denying any selfishness connected with your leaving the office, and charging me with saying that the Lord had shown me things when someone had reported them to me. All that have referred to the matter have had too much respect for me, considering your relation to me, to say much in regard to them. But I have told you the truth. If you deny it, that will not prove you to be correct. My words had no influence upon you when we were at Minneapolis, and they may have no more effect now. But I have explained my meaning. The spirit that leavened you at Minneapolis was with you during your service in the office at Battle Creek. It was the Confederacy formed with the very men you now condemn which led you to do many things contrary to the principles of the commandments of God. Selfishness was inwrought in your course of action, and this is why you are not connected with the office today. The Lord's hand was in the whole matter. That you have not been treated fairly and in an unselfish, Christ-like manner, I know. The same spirit that your Confederacy exercised toward others has been exercised toward you, and it will continue to be manifest until the cleansing, refining influence of the Holy Spirit shall make a decided change in the characters of men now connected with the work of God. The management of the work will bring its own results. The Spirit of God did not control you or Captain Eldridge when in the office at Battle Creek. You would at times yield to its influence and would do right things, but again would do things that were wrong, which I hope the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance and give you true repentance for. As for what you have caused me to suffer, I have no feeling in regard to myself. The distress brought upon my soul was due to the fact that you and Captain Eldridge, with others, were hedging up the way, so that God's message could not come to the people. These things you have not seen in their true bearing. What you have done is not against me, but against my Savior, who has given me my work to do. You have the matter to settle with God. But when you write me such sentences as those to which I have referred, I can but think you see things in a perverted light. God help you, my dear nephew, to make deep and thorough work, that you may have a living connection with God, and then you can have a safe connection with men who are only fallible like yourself. In regard to infallibility, I never claimed it. God alone is infallible. His word is true, and in him is no variableness or shadow of turning. Love to Hattie and to yourself. I enclose copies of letters in which you may see that the testimony have for years been in a straight line in regard to the injustice practiced by men in positions of trust toward those whom they supposed have erred. God pity their blindness.